views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you with the life to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experience with numerology and healing. I speak on topics ranging from relationships to the law of attraction, to life purpose and past histories. My new healing childhood trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, and authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at any time at theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Check my specials on my numerology chart and make sure you are at my website to sign up for my free newsletter by downloading a free chapter of my book. That address again is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. My guest today is Charmaine Lee. She has a new forthcoming book, Gardenias Bruce Easley, Giving Silence a Voice, From Abuse to Love. Charmaine Lee is an entrepreneur and visionary, inspirational public speaker, and transitional coach. She's the owner of a private franchise business. She's the president and co-founder of Foundation for Insight, LLC, committed to an evolution of human souls. She's a steadfast in the cause to create a planetary consciousness for a synergistic flow amongst all that exists. Charmaine Lee is a master practitioner certified in NLP, hypnotherapy, mental and emotional release. She's unmistakable knowingness about human behavior, instinct, and relationship. She has made it in her life mission because of her personal experiences with abuse. Charmaine Lee is a lightworker director of the Council of Lightworker Metaphysician, Reiki Master, and Light Dimension Master Healer. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call-in number with you all. Today, Charmaine and I will love to connect with you. Charmaine will answer any specific question on abuse or whatever question you have, and I will assist her in answering also from my way of looking at it. The number to call is 1-800-932-2819. The number again is 1-800-932-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationaltalkradio.com website. Hello, Charmaine Lee, to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you? Charmaine?
How are you doing today? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I'm here. Okay, wonderful.
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's just a little bit of a technical stuff today.
It's okay. So I understand you have a book coming up, a recent book. Do you have any time frame the book is coming out?
We're launching it January 1st. We have pre-orders already, that we have right now, but the January 1st is our launch date, and we're excited about it.
Very good. And what's going to be that book about?
Well, the book is about understanding behavior about oneself. As I went on my journey, I knew that I had gone full circle as far as getting into my spiritual self. And then when I was able to do that, it came full circle to look at, you know, how was I responsible? How can I heal that part of my personal life as far as, you know, the choices I made, or how did I get there from point A to point B? So it was just taking a look at all these different circumstances that occurred. And it was just, we could say, well, I was a victim to abuse. But one of the things that I found was little insignificant things that happened had also affected, my soul, my purpose, my destiny. And I know that in my spiritual work that I've done, that I made a contract to say that I wanted to experience this. But why I started to look at this a little bit more and to write the book was to let people know that these feelings and emotions that we have, these thoughts, and the recurring thoughts, because they continue to be part of our life strategies on how we act upon our life. I wanted people to know that these things that I share is that maybe it's something that someone feels that, oh, it's not significant. It's not really going to affect me. It isn't something that would stop me. It's not one of my blockages because I've already done so much work. So I therefore don't have these behaviors anymore. So the book just gives some insights about a little bit of my journey. It's a little different where people think, oh, it's chronicle order of as far as from, age zero to my current, age. But, it actually goes more into, this is what happened. These are the benchmarks in my life that occurred, and then the behaviors that I was surrounded by, and these behaviors became my imprint. And from that imprint, how did it affect my soul's purpose? So I had looked at it and sharing this because I believe this is the time right now that everything is shifting, and we're shifting towards our ultimate purpose. But at the same time, there are other triggers that are bringing up some of these unconscious realities that we are aware of on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, we're having these reactions that may not, be a purpose or a positive in our lives right now when there's so much growth. When I had personally gone through looking at, well, should I share my information? Because everybody's been, maybe understand the abuse, maybe they understood that that there's different facets of abuse. Mental, emotional, sexual, spiritual, in every way. But it was something that I had to really look at to say, was it just about the physical abuse? But what does one do when it's an emotional situation and the abuse diminishes our soul, our spirit? And I believe that when I was in Hawaii, and my purpose at that time was to be the light, to be just the little girl that was full of love. It's just that aloha spirit that I know that I was gifted. And then my life shifted again when I moved to the mainland with my mom and my stepfather. So it gives a little bit of these different feelings and emotions that occurred to me that I never knew would be part of the imprint and part of my soul's destiny. So coming full circle is what the whole book's about.
Okay, and it's all based from your own experience, how you went through it step by step. Is that the way you done that book, or it based on all what you accumulated through the years?
It's all committed to the years up until I discovered that, you know, we all know that we can heal ourselves.
That's right.
So we know. So physically, we know we can do that, but how do we do this spiritually? How do we really take that emotionally? So against that it leads up until that part of the book where, you know, here's the practices that I put into place that assisted me to heal and to find direction.
Okay. And if somebody from our listeners would like to connect with you, Charmaine, how do they do that?
They can go to my website, which is www.CharmaineLeeLive.com. So CharmaineLeeLive.com, or they can go to foundationforinsight.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Like I said, sometimes the phones are not in favor of us because there's a lot of, you know, we get a lot of drops sometimes. So I'd rather people get a hold of me through my website.
Okay. And so the title of the book is Gardenias Bruise Easily, Given Silence, A Voice from Abuse to Love. And that book will be released in January 1st, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yes. January 1st, 2013.
Very good. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. Today, we have Charmaine Lee with us, and you have the opportunity to call in and ask your question about her journey or your journey, if you have any abuse. We can both answer you from a different perspective. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And you can send also feedback through the instant messaging on www.transformationtalkradio.com. And we'll be right back after this short break.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Thank you. The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Charmaine Lee. Now, Charmaine, we spoke a little bit about your book, and but many of our listeners would like maybe to get more into the details, how your journey with abuse went into completely full circle in your life, and what how you brought it back into start to work to your advantage.
Well, I knew that when I was in Hawaii, that everything was beautiful, and that's what I see as love. And then, as I had mentioned maybe earlier, but I mentioned about how when I moved to the mainland from Hawaii, I'm from Hawaii, everything was just so beautiful for me. It was rainbows and, you know, the scenery, and that's all I knew that I defined and related to love. But then when I moved to the mainland, it was such a different experience. And through that experience, it began at age six, where everything seemed as if I attracted this not being wanted, this abuse, and this multiple reason of not wanting to live. And that was my first experience with spirit, because at 6 years old, I had wanted to really, I wanted to commit suicide by standing in front of a train. Now, this is a six-year-old child. But what happened at that time, what I did, was that I was not permitted to come into my home. And so I was told to just go away. So I went, and I went down the street to a place where I was surrounded by nature. So that was my first experience with spirit and with myself. And here I am again. I was 6 years old, nowhere to go. And so that space in that time was, for me, was such a serenity of love, being embraced in a womb of nature. So then, as I said, you know, when the train did not move and I stood on those railroad tracks, I knew that my world was upside down, because it wasn't something familiar anymore. It wasn't the love and the fun and the simplicity of life, you know, because I saw life open and connected to the universe. But that was the beginning of the abuse, and I had no idea as things started to escalate. And it's mentioned in my book, but as I became an adult, I felt like at age 21, between 21 and 22, I was like, am I only going to attract abuse? Am I the cause? Why is it that everything around me was all about abuse? You know, relationships I got into, work. Place, just everything that was disguised as love became, you know, the demon the dark side of abuse. And I had to really find the truth. I did not want to be there. It was as if, you know, I was lost out in space. So when I came around and decided that I needed to take some, you know, really internal cleansing and connection, that's when I discovered it was all about me being in love with myself again. Mm-hmm. So it was in that full circle.
Okay, and if you have if one of the listeners now listening and they're going at the moment with an abuse, do you have any advice what they should start doing in the at the moment?
There are so many different centers as far as that they can get guidance or shelter, or they can call the abuse hotline. Mainly, though, is to really go down deep within to connect with self, to realize that you as a person, no matter what, you are love. You are the gift that was created to be here on this planet. There was a purpose. And so it's to really get connected with self and to not just to go, you know, go within, but go deeper and connect with what is love? How do you identify with love as purpose of being on this planet? And going into that depth really is where it gets revealed so that you can deal with the external realities and how to move forward.
Okay,
so sometimes we can go get help.
There is always help if we start to seek, but most of the time what happens in abuse, we don't talk about it. And we keep it into ourselves, and this is where it starts to get bigger and bigger in us. Now, breaking the cycle of your full circle of severe abuse and conquering the demons of the abuse, you learned the path to love. How did you get to that?
I started, like I said, I went really deep inside, and I had to look at me and really define it. So how I did that, I actually started to go into transcendental meditation, and that brought me even deeper to really find the peace within and that place of serenity. As the day that I was born, how I looked at, you know, when I was a child on the beach in Hawaii under the trees and the palm trees. So with that transcendental meditation, I got to go in deeper and find peace and love, and then identifying really clearly what love is, because what was love? What is love? You know, defined was love defined by another person? Was love defined by a touch? Was love defined by my own thought process of am I enough or am I pretty enough? Am I, you know, giving enough? So I had to really take each part of that and take each step and really get into it, get into the trenches and really, you know, hold on to it and say, I am love. This is my purpose. I am here to spread love. And the aloha, the mana in me, the spirit declares that. So it was a journey, but it's dissecting each one and saying, you know, you taught me that, you know, reminded me of that, Joseph, and through your reading, it was, you know, it's time, you know, unless you become it and take action, it doesn't become the reality. So defining love was my first step.
Okay. I mean, it you have to start from one point at any point. Now, the way I look at it from any abuse, first I start to clarify the chart, the numerology chart, and that we did together at one point. But the chart defines a lot of aspect. Okay, there's things that's supposed to happen in your life. You know, there is something that, because of the soul agreement. And once you have the soul agreements, now what's the lesson behind it for you? That's all we need to learn. And this is how I approach the healing from my own perspective, from the way I look at it and see it, that in order to bring some enlightenment for somebody, or to just to make the transition to move forward into their life, is by eventually I start making sure they start to understand more what their soul is coming from, what gifts they're coming from, what strengths and weaknesses they have, and start concentrating on their strengths instead of their weakness. So I take it maybe probably different ways that you're doing it, but it all leads to the same end at the end.
Yes. And see, the thing is, what happened with me when I did this processes was because I did this on alone. I did not know where to go. I read books and I connected with different people and psychiatrists and therapists. but there was not really a direction. Now, if you were there several years ago, Joseph, that would be different.
Well, I'm starting now. I'm committed more to my work eventually, and I'm doing more. I'm putting myself out there more often now. Now, Charmaine, you said when I did the introduction for you, there's something that can you define for me the master healer? What do you mean by that?
Well, master healer was because I understand how I had to go through the process of healing myself, not only within my body, knowing that, you know, putting in negative thoughts and how it can, if I had focus on, well, I'm sick, how that affects my body. My body will respond because anything we put in, we receive, and our body responds to that. So I really got to look at how to do that as well as with my spiritual work.
Okay, and if somebody wants to get your book and or to get in touch with you, how they can do that?
Yeah, well, they can go ahead and go to my website, www.CharmaineLeeLive, that's CharmaineLeeLive, LIVE.com. And if they go on there, they can, you know, do click on to get the pre-orders right now because it will launch January 1st, 2013.
Okay, that's good. Is it going to be available through your own your website, or is it going to be available through Amazon also?
It's going to be available through Amazon as well. We eventually will have it on ebook, and then we will also. You know, we're planning to make sure it gets out to, you know, the bookstores as well. So that's right now it'll go through our website.
Very good. And you will have the opportunity to ask Charmaine your question. I will answer you also through my own numerology or intuitive ways of answers. You can check also my website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. So the number to call today is 1-800-930-2819, and you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of transformationtalkradio.com. And if you have a question on abuse or a general question or whatever question on your mind, let us know. We'll be happy to answer it if you have something coming in. And stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions. The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines are officially open, and we'd love to give for you to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Charmaine Lee. Charmaine, you have, I'm not sure if it's a business or a program you have. It's called Amplify Life Focus. What is it exactly?
Well, Amplify Life Focus is the business structure that I am developing, because it has to do with mind, body, and spirit, and how do we go through not only personal empowerment, but also about healing, and then how do we look at life strategies and looking at each perspective of what's stopping us, and then really taking a look at it, you know, feel it, touch it, smell it, whatever we need to do so that one can get to the next step. So we're amping up your life, your lifestyle, your quality of life, whatever it is for each individual. So sometimes we could do it one-on-one, and there are, you know, we do small groups, or we can do large groups. It just depends what, where is everyone at and what they want to do. Because when we are looking at our own lives and how we are going to take it to the next step, and, you know, the economy hasn't, you know, supported us to be able to move on all aspects of our, you know, on our goals or our dreams. And sometimes we will focus on what is not, when the, really, truly, it is about what is it that we truly want. And sometimes that question is so generic. A lot of people goes, I don't know what I want. And there are other people who do know what they want. But how do they get there? Where is their focus? How do they look at the different perspectives that may stop them? Or maybe it's an obstacle. Or maybe it's a strategy that isn't working. So we get to look at all those different things, depending on what program that they would like to participate in, or, you know, it maybe it's just through coaching. So Amplify Life Focus is to amplify where you are now and what it is that you know, what's the next step? What do you want to do? What do you want to put into action?
It's like exactly the same way when everybody keep telling me, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. And this is why I created the Consciously Living Your Destiny, is basically to start to get to know yourself, who you are from a soul perspective, not from just what happened in your experience, and just to get to know yourself on a deeper level. That's interesting that you've been involved into that business yourself. And how there's something I'd like to see, how you went from the abuse to the pathway to love, and then you brought all your gifts, your intuition. How all came? How did it click that you combined everything all together? What happened?
Well, once I went into, you know, deep within myself with meditation, I started to look at who I was as a human being. Not only, you know, with my spirit, because my spirit was very clear when I started, you know, to connect to who I was within. I knew that I was from love. That's all I wanted to do, to give, to spread, to be a light, not of darkness. So then I went into personal growth and really connecting to, you know, how was I, how did I get developed into various quadrants of my life that when I interact with other people, how am I being? Who am I? Am I really showing who I am from within, or was I adjusting to the environment once again? So I went to a personal growth to take me to my quadrants of the best I can be. And from there, what happened was that it opened up my connection to spirituality. Now, I've been doing all of this way before getting connected with transcendental meditation, but I just didn't know how to pull it all together. Then when I went to my spiritual journey, it was probably the other facet of pulling this together to know, one, intuitively, I had a gift that God gave me, and that was connecting to a healing process to heal my own body. But the other side of that, I was able to assist others to find their own intuitive self, to find their truth, to connect to their gift, whether it being clairvoyant, you know, psychic, so forth and so on. And because they are all mirrors of me, which I also had. So pulling all this mind, body, and spirit all together was the journey that, you know, that I began from the time that I was born until now. And pulling it all together was so that it could be a way of life. And not everybody can go to, you know, to so many different places to find the right, studies or the right education to get them to the next step. So, you know, just like you, Joseph, I know a lot of value when people go to your class, because it's being conscious, being aware, and knowing exactly how we put into action, you know, with our sole purpose. So that's how it came full circle, is that now I pull everything, like not only the life experiences, but everything that I know with my spirit, with my love, with the gratitude, my gratefulness to be, with soul, with my soul contract, and then pulling all that together and living that.
And I mean, look, everything. There's many ways to get you to Rome at the end of the day. I mean, there's many different alternatives, ways to solve. But what I feel from my own perspective, the word awareness is a key aspect of it. Is to be aware of whatever, where you are, and start noticing whatever symptoms that are happening in your life. But the second part that I, from my own concept that I work with a lot, is to understand the experience. Because if we don't understand the experience, then we're having problem to move forward. And this is where my healing sessions that is based more on the understanding of the experience and not on forgiving the person who was involved in the experience. It's not about forgiving, because you had the soul agreement between you and that person. And from those perspective, where I take the healing work, the way I do it, the way I perceive it from, you know, I didn't go for personally into abuse in my life, but still, the way I look at it on a soul perspective is to see the big picture of life from the soul perspective, not from the experience itself. And this is where I can take it from those aspects. Now, I know that you're having something, you developed unlocking the inner mirror. What is that exactly?
That was one of my in-person trainings, because we go into the depths of our soul. We go into what is a feeling, what is that emotion. And that person that goes through the cause really gets to look at how they react and what is they may go into that emotion and they realize, okay, I have anger, and so they get to look at it and not to go from blame or from guilt, but to really look at it, and in this way they can get through it. Because I know that the hardest thing when I went through this journey by on my own, I didn't have the mentorship that that now is available. And even then, who do you go to? So the class Unlocking the Inner Mirror is to look at the reflections of what is really running us, or what triggers is going on that continue to be recurring. Because sometimes people say, well, and I go back to abuse, because abuse, we go through abuse, then we say, oh, well, we'll never experience that again. And then for me, what happened is that I attracted an abusive relationship. So how do we stop that cycle? So that's where Unlocking the Inner Mirror came into place. It's to be able to get into those emotions and to stop the cycle, the recurring habitual habits.
Okay, and Charmaine, just to remind our listeners about your website and the name and the title of the book, if they'd like to, and all they want to reach, the best way to reach you.
The best way to get a hold of me is www.charmainelelive.com. That's C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E-L-E-E, live, L-I-V-E.com. This way, I know that I don't miss anybody, and it's a way to get purchase my book, Gardenias Boost Easily, Giving Silence a Voice from Abuse to Love. And it's about... about self.
And the book will be released on January 1st, 2013. So you're starting brand new with this with the book at the same time. So which is good start into brand new year. And to get the book. I saw Charmaine live when I was doing the live broadcast with a light worker. So I if you'd like to call her and connect with her, connect through her website, I do recommend that. And so this is a Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and we'll be right back after a quick break, and stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. I'm going to use this last, my last segment to the show today to talk a little bit about the new dates for me for the Consciously Living Your Destiny. I'm kicking off the year for the Consciously Living Your Destiny in San Diego, California on January 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. I have another event coming in February, February 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And Seattle, Washington on March 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Consciously Living Your Destiny is basically is for you to get to know more about yourself. My big tool that I use in that event is numerology. You'll understand it from that perspective. You'll learn about it. You'll start be able to understand it from those angles. And we'll also talk about the psychosomatic numerology. It's something that I recently developed. It's brand new. There's nobody does that psychosomatic numerology in the world. So basically, if you'd like to get to know more about that event, just go to theblueprintofyoursoul.com and check my four-day intensive, which is by clicking on Consciously Living Your Destiny. And that address, again, is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. And I'm going to be talking in the coming weeks ahead. I just announced recently to some of my students about a new program I'm starting called the New Frontier Healer. And the New Frontier Healer is basically to look into healing from a totally different perspective, from a different angles, and simplify it and start working with it from a soul perspective. This program is still offered only basically for the people into the who are already went through the healing with me. They went through the healing. They understand the healing from those perspective and start bringing in a lot of information about themselves and starting at least they experience it from the inside out. This way they be able to assist other people in their own ways. Now, what I like to bring also from that perspective is whenever you do any type of healing is basically you need to start to learn about yourself, to get to know yourself, because your comfort zone won't allow you, in a sense, to take you away from anything. So your comfort zone is already grabbing you hard to stay into that space that is comfortable for you. Now, in order to get out from any healing work you are doing at the moment, you just need to get yourself more attuned to start to learn deeper sense of who you are from a soul perspective, not from your experiences or what other people told you of who you are. You are a totally different person than whatever you think. And this is why I do recommend at one point to start with a numerology chart, because it can define you exactly what experiences you have and what you're going to be experiencing at that point. I'm going to have a whole show on the December 26th. If you like to call in for that show, it's going to be numerology day on that day. I'm going to be giving readings on the air. If anybody wants to call to get some live reading, to call in to start bringing more understanding from those perspectives that there is something else than what you think you have in your life, and this is very important to start becoming aware, because numerology basically define you from a perspective. You signed a blueprint agreement with your soul, so you came here. Very good, and your soul said you want to do this type of purpose, and you're doing you're coming for that purpose. But something that you have to do some type of learning in your life in order to bring you to the purpose that you're supposed to be going. But many of us, we got stuck into the experience, and that's where you need to start looking at it from a different perspective to say, okay, I want to start seeing it from the outside, not just seeing it from the inside, and keep going into the same loop over and over. So this is where numerology can clarify it for you from that angle. When I developed numerology 20 years ago, and it came to me, is numerology is not basically about predicting your future. It is more about the essence of the healing modality that can come through looking at it through numerology. And this is where I'd like to emphasize on that a lot. In Consciously Living Your Destiny, we would talk into depth of the of your purpose, where you're going. It's a four-day intensive, so it will be a lot of work on the law of attraction also, getting to know yourself on a different aspect, how your body anchor all the where you've been stuck with in life, and how it is anchored on the body. You can even see that and identify with that. It is a very a deep process that we go with it to understand the psychosomatic numerology and how we perceive it, and how we deal with relationships, how we deal with our own personal healing, and how to put everything into the same aspect and create the vision where you want to take your life and go with it from those angles. Where do you want to take your life, and how much you want to take your life? Because technically speaking, every single person of us have a purpose here. You're not coming here for a picnic. You're not coming here just to watch football or to watch anything in that matter. You're coming here to enjoy life and live what was that purpose that you signed your agreement with. And this is where people, they need to start getting into that aspect, that there is something else. It's not what I had is my life. Don't give up that easy, because you are unique. You have your own uniqueness in life, and you're here to start saying doing things that makes more sense to you, and stop just doing things for everybody else to keep peace, or to for you to just, you know, you don't want to offend anybody. But at the same time, if you don't want to offend anybody and you're offending yourself, that's going to be creating a big resistance and big problem within yourself, and that can be not helpful for you at one point in time. So it is very crucial to start getting to know yourself on a deeper level, getting yourself to understand who you are, what you are here for. Your purpose is not gonna come on its own to your in front of your eyes if you're doing nothing at the moment in life, and it is very important to start looking at it and start go deeper in life and start understanding where you're headed in life. There's a quote from Oscar Wilde. I like that quote, and I already posted it on my Facebook. Eventually, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And that is, I found this quote is really true, because we are unique. You are unique. Everybody is unique. Your experiences has a lot to do with your purpose. So if you're lost about your purpose, start to understand your experiences, and that will assist you to widen and open up your purpose in a different ways. And we heard it today with Charmaine Late. She took her experience, and she took it to the extent that she wants it, and she created a better life for herself, and that everybody can do that in our own ways of doing it. I want to thank my guest today and my good friend Charmaine Lee for sharing such a great information about the abuse. And I want to thank all of you tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will have Carol M. Friesen talking about self-healing, the new health science. And Carol is my teacher in the psychosomatic therapy. I took a course with her, so it's going to be a fun having her on the show, talking about psychosomatic therapy from that perspective on how we need to watch for our body, how we have to taking care of our body. So it's going to be Carol M. Friesen next week. And next is Elizabeth Coxon right after me. Have a great week, everyone, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.